Did you know we have completely ad-free early access to all of our episodes? Well, we do. Not only that, but we have dozens of bonus episodes waiting for you. Head on over to patreon.com/ghosttownpod, and you can check it out for 7 days absolutely free. That's patreon.com/ghosttownpod. Into the Woods. I'm Jason Horton.
I'm Rebecca Lieb.
And this is Ghost Town.
Just outside of Cluj-Napoca, Romania's second largest city, is Hoia Bashu, a lush, overgrown forest of warped trees, colorful clearings, and hiking paths. But it's not just beautiful in its connection to nature. In fact, mysteries that include ghosts, witches, and UFOs are rooted in its place, aesthetic, and time. Today, let's travel into the shadows of Transylvanian mountains and lore to talk about Hoia Bashu, or what locals call Romania's Bermuda Triangle. Hoia Bashu's intrigue and mystery starts with its name. The dense forest is named after a shepherd who went missing with a flock of 200 sheep and was never found. The entrance to the forest is where people might experience unusual sensations, changes in temperature, and hallucinations. In the center of the forest is a clearing called Poana Rotunda, a perfect circle in these winding, twisted trees known as the vegetation dead zone. No trees grow in this rotunda, and grass stays exactly the same height at all times, something biologists have been studying by taking soil samples and monitoring the Poana Rotunda's vegetational growth. Says tour guide and paranormal documentarian Alex Serdukin, quote, "Once when I came here, I found 60 people from Bucharest trying to open a gate into another dimension. Pretty wild thing to happen upon, in my humble opinion." There's also the source of what really brought the Hoia Bashu Forest fame, its notorious UFO sighting. In 1968, Emil Barnia, a military technician who happened to be camping in the forest, photographed what he claimed was a UFO hovering above the clearing. Many people believe this UFO sighting to be real, because when the engineer reported it, the communist government, who was not into paranormal shit at all, as you might imagine, thought that he had lost his mind and fired him from his post. So, talking about this, what did he have to gain? At least, that's what a lot of people think about his very controversial and very famous UFO confession. If you're going to try and visit the forest, do it during a full moon. At least, if you like ghosts. This is when the most paranormal activity is reported, according to the tourist site RomanianFriend.com, and visitors during this time feel nausea, anxiety, and of course the feeling of being watched. And electronics. Good luck with those. They usually go out or flicker and cannot be trusted. Day or night, joggers who are going through the forest sometimes experience ectoplasm, orb, and shadows, and have seen an old man in the traditional dress of northern Romania who inexplicably disappears. We'll get back to the Romanian ghosts of Hoia Bashu after the break. Alex Serdukin and his partner, Marius, run day and nighttime tours through Hoia Bashu that cost about 25 euros. Not bad, honestly. And a lot of my research focused on articles based on their tours, which have been happening since the mid-2010s. Again, I'm not here to endorse the tours, I just found a lot of information on them, they intrigue me. Alex has told journalists that his friends thought that he was nuts starting a tour business. Quote, "They said, even locals are too scared to come to the forest. Foreigners will think you are going to take them to a dark, creepy place and rip out their kidneys." Sophia Buchan of The Independent took Alex and Marius' tour and asked them what the creepiest thing that had happened to them was. Alex responded, quote, "Well, there was a man who went crazy, thinking he'd met a demon. He just got a massive tattoo of a demon on his chest to ward off demons." But Alex continues, quote, "The scariest thing happened to my colleague. He once did an extended night tour, one-on-one, with a very morbid man who talked about his obsession with death, how he enjoyed being with people as they die, watching them die. That was a long night for Marius." And I have to agree, that does not sound fun. That being said, if you would like to go see Hoia Bashu with your own eyes, you can just go. It's a public space. Or go to the hoiabashuwixsite.com to book a 2, 3, or 7 hour public tour with Alex or Marius. It has lots of options. There's an escape room style adventure, horseback riding, scavenger hunts, or even an overnight. No, again, I just want to say this episode is not sponsored by Alice Serdukin or his tour company. I admittedly just want to go myself, with or without some weirdos, through one of the most haunted places in Europe, if not the world.